The How to Podcast series, it's Dave with you. Hope you're doing well. This is the Daily Dave. This is when Dave here comes to you with a daily episode, which is not really daily. Maybe a rebrand in process, but yes, no, it's not like I'm doing this every single day, but when something pops up outside of our regular numbered episodes, which you can find here and on howtopodcast.ca, I like to jump on the mic because I found something that I want to share with you that might help you in your podcast journey. So why not share it now, live, in person, while I'm doing this? And it's a new tool that I found through our meetup at meetup.com, where we get together with amazing podcasters and creative people just like you every week to talk podcasting, build relationships, learn from experts. And someone shared something in our meetup today that made me go, I'm going to check this out. It's a competition, a competitor to ChatGPT. It's called Perplexity. P-E-R-P-L-E-X-I-T-Y, perplexity.ai. Link in the show notes, as always. You know me. And what I love about this and what came up in our conversation in our meetup, Flavian was there. Flavian, thank you for this. Is Flavian's a journalist, and when they use AI tools in working day to day, they have to have source material for all the information that they pull from the internet. And that's what perplexity.ai gives you, is actually the source material of your search. So this podcast episode is completely generated by perplexity.ai. I got to practice. And what I want to do is I'm going to throw the results of my search into the voice generator that I use on my Daily Santa podcast and throughout my podcasts. And this is my little tool that I use to create voices to accompany me here on the podcast. So my voice maker is going to take the output of perplexity.ai and share with you four things that a new podcaster needs to know when they start a show. Here's the results. And I'm excited to share this with you because I really love the fact that all the results that are shared with you here have a link. And Perplexity is pretty interesting. I think you might want to go check it out. They have a free version, a paid version as well. So if you want to just kick the tires on it for free, you got to sign up and create an account. But you can do what I just did here for free. And it's a great way to spark ideas for your show. Now, what I would say is if I was to do this episode on my own, using Perplexity as a guide, I would still rewrite all of the information that comes to me as a search result, but I'm purposefully not going to do that, so you get a sense of the results that come back to you and how it's worded. It's really interesting. So this is my unedited result from perplexity.ai thrown into my voice maker so that you can hear the results in someone else's voice, a computer voice, really getting computery here on the podcast. But here is perplexity.ai and the output to my question about four things a new podcaster needs to know when starting a show. Here's the results.
Here is a concise answer to the question, four things a new podcaster needs to know before starting a podcast. 1. Define your what and why. Clearly identify the topic and purpose of your podcast from the beginning. This will help guide all your other decisions. 2. Understand the time commitment. Creating and maintaining a quality podcast takes significant time for planning, recording, editing, and publishing. Be realistic about the time required. 3. Establish a consistent publishing schedule. Commit to releasing new episodes on a regular basis, whether weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. This helps build a loyal listener base. 4. Invest in quality equipment. Using professional-grade microphones and editing tools will greatly improve your podcast's audio quality and production value. The key is to thoroughly plan and prepare before launching your podcast, rather than rushing into it. Taking the time up front to define your goals, manage your time, create a schedule, and use the right equipment will set you up for long-term success.
And I just wanted to share with you, give you an example of what you can get back as a result. Again, would I ever create an episode where Perplexity.ai or ChatGPT or whatever created my entire script and I just did what I did for you here and said that I did this? Completely upfront, I did not record that. I did not write that. That's all from the AI tool. Now, don't slide into this slippery hole where you just have AI create all of your content for you, write your book, write your music, create your movie script, and there's no humanity. Don't do that. But there are tools out there, and if you're stuck and you're thinking, I'd like to do an episode about fill in the blank, I have three main thoughts, but I'd like to have some more outside things that I haven't thought about, use a tool like Perplexity.ai, ChatGPT, whatever, to kind of help fill in the gaps. Because you don't know what you don't know. It's a fact. You don't. So having a tool that assists you in your intelligence instead of replaces your intelligence could work for you. So again, Perplexity.ai. And again, the reason I love it is it gives you source and material so you can actually click on and see where did you get that from. ChatGPT doesn't give you that. Currently, at the time of recording, they don't give you that kind of detailed level. So if you're looking for a tool where you have the resources to see where this information's coming from, to cite your sources, do more research, again, use it as a tool to help you in your journey. It's never meant to replace you. It's never meant to replace your ideas, your thoughts, and who you are as a person. It's meant to complement your journey as a podcaster. Don't be afraid of tools. Use them for good, not for evil, and you will see your podcast grow. Remember, any of these tools are awesome, but you need to put your podcast into your voice, your thoughts, your stories. Again, AI hasn't lived the life you've lived. AI doesn't see the world the way you see it. You can learn a lot from AI. AI can learn a lot from you. At the end of the day, your audience didn't come here to learn from Perplexity or from ChatGPT or Google Bard, all these other things. They came to learn from you. That's why they're here. They're connecting with you. And that's the joy of being a podcaster, is we get to be that voice in the world, sharing our thoughts, our opinions, our stories. And that's what's going to make your podcast even better, is be you. And that's what we need more of. We need more of you in podcasting. If you're interested in these tools and you have questions, let me know. I'd love to jump on a Zoom call with you, chat with you anytime, email, voicemail. It's all there, howtopodcast.ca. Get out there and try these tools. Play with them. See what you think. And again, there's no hard sell here. There's no fee. You can sign up for free and try Perplexity.ai. You can try the free version of ChatGPT. It doesn't cost you any money to do that. At least play with them and try searching up some stuff and see what it does for you. If it doesn't work for you, at least you've tried and you know what happens when somebody brings it up in context and stories or on another podcast. You're like, yeah, I've tried that. For me, it didn't work in my workflow, but at least I'm not afraid of it. Try these new tools. You never know. It could open a door for you that you've never even considered before. Perplexity.ai. Links in the show notes. Go check it out. Try the free plan. See what you think. And I'd love to hear your feedback. Howtopodcast.ca. Again, tell me about your AI tools. What do you like? What are you loving? What have you tried? Love to get your feedback. Howtopodcast.ca. Thanks for being here. Get out there and record your next episode. Can't wait to hear it. Take care.